I'd like to ask about Piti and Somanasa. So like we arrived here, so the first when we saw this scene, so after the moment of seeing, my theory, we know that it's Somanasa, feelings arise. And then Piti, when there's Piti, that means Piti becomes the object of the citta, right?
Are you sure it's piti?
Or you think about piti?
I think about piti, but just trying to understand a little bit more.
So the self is trying.
So the self is trying. How can the self know reality as it is?
I usually feel other piti. I mean, piti in English, it's a domanasa and...
But can you tell the difference between somanasa and piti? They arise together. So at moment of thinking about piti, it's more difficult because usually the vedana appear, not the piti appears.
Just said about vedana appears, but piti doesn't appear.
I think that the names covers up the truth. For example, you think of vedana while there is seeing. Mm-hmm. And that moment is only thinking about the past or the nimitta of vedana. Mm-hmm. And it's still you, see. So it's not the direct understanding.
But when we can know when there's somanasa, or which the name, but when we know the difference when the cheetahs feel happy and the cheetah feels unhappy. So in that case, it's rather somanasa or it's piti.
Yes, but as long as there's no direct understanding of citta, like you just said, mm-hmm. it's impossible to know about other realities like cetasika. Mm-hmm. But you know from book, at moment when pleasant feeling arises because everyone knows that moment, sadness or pleasant feeling, you take it for a reality by name only, mm-hmm. not at moment of understanding it as not self. So the intellectual understanding is not the level of direct understanding, but it will bring right understanding developed to that degree of understanding whatever appears as it is. So one should know the difference between the intellectual understanding and the direct understanding of whatever appears by conditions. Because at this level there is also sati. At moment of listening, it's not you or anyone, all dharmas all day from birth up to now and on and on. So by understanding that it's not me and now there are realities around us, but no one knows until there is understanding from hearing and hearing, hearing on and on, until the characteristic appear to awareness, direct awareness. So one knows the difference between the intellectual understanding or intellectual sati, because there must be sati at moment of understanding. But sati at level of understanding is not known at all that it's there and it is aware of whatever is heard, and at moment of understanding is there. But at the moment of experiencing reality right now, with our conditions, right awareness cannot arise at all. So, what's the difference between right awareness of the Eightfold Path and when it's not?
Right awareness of the Noble Eightfold Path has the panya which understands realities as they are.
Right now, or what? Because now there is understanding too.
It's the understanding of the intellectual level. Mm-hmm.
So thinking of piti is not at moment of piti appears at all. Thinking of citta, that which is now experiences, visible object is not that which really experiences visible object.
So, for example, in India, when everyone talks about such great piti, mostly it's somanasa that...
Just talk about that which has fallen away all the time, because at moment of thinking, it is piti. It's not the experiencing of piti. So at moment when reality appears, to right understanding, no word at all, because at that moment, right understanding understands that which appears without word. At moment of thinking is not the moment of experiencing realities as it is.
But then, because we have to ask, so experience is gone, but then we have to ask about what has been experienced before, maybe not very clearly, but there was something, and that's why the question is asked, but it sure is gone already.
By knowing so, you know what is real is only at moment of experiencing directly.
Right.
Many, many realities. So what is the object of right understanding of awareness when it arises? Very natural, like thinking can think, and that is not thinking in words, but it is the understanding of what one have heard a lot about visible object and whatever appears. Just insert in after seeing, hearing, it follows instantly. As seeing and hearing seem, they arise together right now. But actually, one is a reality and the other is awareness and right understanding. Almost appear like right at the same time, but actually it's not. But it's there together, like hardness here is touched. Without awareness, it's hard. But when there's awareness, it doesn't change its characteristic at all. It's still hard, but understanding is there. And one begins to know that it's not usual, because there's no understanding of anything around. But at that moment, right understanding understands just a reality. So it's very precise at that moment what is the object of right understanding. So when we talk about piti, can anyone have piti as object with right awareness and right understanding right now?
No, only at the moment when it arises.
So just thinking about different realities.
John, just a few minutes ago as you were explaining, I misheard or misunderstood, but I thought I heard a distinction between intellectual understanding and intellectual sati.
Mm-hmm, because at moment of understanding, even its intellectual sati is there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can that sati be known as when it's known with direct understanding and direct awareness?
Yeah.
It can, but at that moment.
Right.
One is so very truthful to know whether it's there or not. Like touching, is there sati or no sati?
Not now.
So, right understanding understands correctly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The phrase intellectual sati is what had me.
Like intellectual right understanding.
Yes.
Because they go together. At moment of dana, there is sati, but not at level of direct understanding.
Right.
So from theory, intellectual understanding, it piles up or accumulated on and on until it can condition moment of direct awareness. Otherwise, it's the self is trying and trying to know but that is not the right path at all.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm just picking up on what Anne asked Ajahn when you said thinking without words. This is referring to the intellectual sati.
You know what it's seen, even you don't call it.
Yes.
That is thinking, yes, too, because it's not seeing.
Yes.
Thinking without words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Thinking, awareness, okay.
Awareness.
Different, yes.
Ajahn, when you talk about the intellectual understanding and intellectual sati, does that mean that at that moment the object of understanding and of understanding is the concept? Yes.
You like to know the word?
But
you know that since
clear.
You know that after seeing there is thinking, it means that even you don't call it concept of thinking is there. But when someone say that concept is object of thinking, you know that then that it follows the seeing instantly. But different from thinking in words, just seeing of shape and form for every scene or experience. So what is more now? What is more now? In reality, what reality is more than other?
Thinking
in darkness and only five spots, very tiny spot, unseen spot, but it can condition moment of like a flash of whatever appears through eye or seeing consciousness. See how fast it is. Because it doesn't appear as just a very short moment which arises and falls away at all. That's why Panya develops to the degree that it can understand better and better and have no attachment to just wanting to know the words. But what about the characteristic of realities which appear?
What do you mean by a short flash?
It's...
Yes, what do you mean by a short flash?
Can it stay long?
No.
That
is the moment
meaning,
of understanding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The shortest that you cannot imagine. So what appears now is only nimitta, the arising and falling again and again of a reality. What is left is only nimitta of everything, like tomorrow, now, would be yesterday of tomorrow. What about yesterday?
Gone.
Completely, like now, see? Otherwise, the teachings are useless because it cannot be proven. But yesterday is a proof for understanding today, to see that nothing is left at all. And it's always like this. It has to be like this. And each moment is samsara, only experiencing, arising to see, arising to hear, arising to think, that's all. From time to time. One and on, again and again.
Talking about yesterday, I was very confused at the end between ditti and moha. So wrong view, thinking about wrong view, Ajahn, you explained several types of wrong view. It seems to me that if there's wrong view, there must be ignorance.
Certainly, because all akusla moments must have moha with it,
but
that moment.
But you can have ignorance without wrong view.
Yes,
okay.
Ignorance alone, or ignorance with ditti, ignorance
okay.
with lopa, ignorance with dosa, but akusla.
But ditti must always have wrong view.
Yes. No. Whenever there titti is wrong with itself.
So moha doesn't arise with titti?
Moha arises with titti, with conceit, arises with all akusla, cetasikas.
No, I don't mean lopa, I just mean ditti, wrong view. That,
not that every citta, but moha, ignorance.
Yesterday we were talking a lot about ditti and moha, and especially wrong view. And I was reflecting upon this because I was confused. And when I reflect upon ditti, it seems to me that if there is ditti, there must be wrong view.
Ditti itself is wrong view.
Because ditti is a wrong view.
Okay.
You can call it Micha Ditti or Ditti, it's a wrong view. But Sama Ditti, it's a right view of the Eightfold Path of Nama and Rupa.
I meant moha, actually.
Let's start again.
I got confused between ditti and moha.
Okay.
So, and you there was explanation about many kinds of ditti. So, reflecting upon that, it seems to me that if you have ditti, moha must arise with
so
ditti.
So now we come to the meaning of ditti itself as just view. When it's right view, it's sammaditti. Mm. When it's wrong, it's ditta, mitchatiti.
So now
we are talking about...
I'm talking about wrong view.
Mitchatiti.
So ignorance must arise with wrong view.
Certainly, with all akusla dhammas. Yeah.
There can be moha without ditti.
And what now? What is now? Without direct awareness... It's impossible to tell, because everything arises and falls within split seconds. So how can one tell about just the past one, the previous one?
Ajahn, in relation to Panya,
thank you.
Understanding the anatta nature of reality. Does that understanding come about by repetition, like by many, many moments, or by penetration?
Penetration?
Like insight into that understanding, or by... repetition by becoming familiar, or by having insight because Panya is so strong, it can...
What level of understanding?
Well, I'm actually asking about whether Panya arrives at that stage where it can understand deeply the nature of anatta by arising many times, or by arising very strongly, not often.
How can it become strong?
Well, it seems that it needs to be to have that experience from weak, and then to grow stronger by arising. We cannot count. It's not we're not talking about a number,
mm-hmm.
Except in terms of frequency. But I suppose. It's thinking about whether at some point the understanding moves from just recognizing to understanding at a really deep level.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
As long as it understands.
I would have thought that it was the accumulation of becoming familiar
from moment to moment.
From moment to moment.
From day to day, life to life.
Yes. Yes.
So can we just say it accumulates?
Yes, I just wanted to explore a little more deeply what the nature of that accumulation was, but yes.
Since the level of intellectual understanding at that moment, Panya has concept the objects, whereas at the moment of direct understanding is the reality which is the object, so I guess there must be also the accumulations of directing to the reality instead of concept. And I guess it's what Achan once explained about the role of vitaka, samma sankappa, which leads to the object which is reality. Is that correct, Achan?
If we learn a characteristic of reality at a time, we can understand better and better. So what is vitaka?
Now leading to the concept.
Can we say that it arises after the 10 moments of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, to understand the difference between the 7 jitasikas, which have to arise with all jitas, but after that immediately, why? Vitaka is a condition for that citta which follows the seeing to hearing and hearing to arise, because it does not perform the function of seeing and hearing like seeing itself. That's why each citta has its own function. In order to really understand vitaka, we have to know when will vitaka arise and why it arises, because it does not perform the function of seeing. So what is there, vitaka, different from the 7 jitasikas? It touches the object which seeing has seen exactly the same, that which hasn't fallen away yet. How short the rupa arises and falls away, we say, in 17 moments. But 17 moments are very, very short, because now there are many jitas in between seeing and hearing and thinking, see? So that's why vitaka and vichara arise after seeing. And the other jitta, that's why we learned about the ahetuka jitta, jittas without hetu. They are all conditioned by karma. When time comes, upatti, it just have to arise. Like accident, it can arise suddenly. But by the Pali term, upatti, is different from nipatti, to differentiate the function of the 10 and the others. See? So it needs vitaka, cetasika. And then we study more when we learn that the citta with hetu must have more cetasikas. So we begin to understand vitaka cetasika, the pakinaka cetasika, and the other when we talk about just one at a time. So no doubt any more about vitaka, since it can arise after seeing consciousness in others, it must arise with every citta later too. So only the 10 do not have vitaka. So it's easy to remember because of understanding. Without understanding, it's only the number that we try to count and keep in mind without reason or understanding. But when there's the understanding, as soon as anyone talks about vitakka, one knows instantly that it's that. Even its characteristic does not appear yet, but one knows that it's there. Right understand is there to know that all jittas are conditioned by different conditions. It helps the, to have less clinging to realities as self by understanding Dhamma more and more, deeper and deeper, until it can condition understanding whatever appears through each doorway by conditions, no expectation, because expectation is lobha. It comes like by air, on the air, in the air, everywhere. It's there. For
John.
Example, it's there lobha now. How come? See? Any doorway.
And is vitakka also one of the jhana factors? And does that have any relevance in this
what
context
about
of
each,
understanding?
All other jittas without the 10 have it. So no doubt about jhana or lokutra or any jitta.
I still don't really understand why the other ahetuka cheetahs like the Sampatichan and Santirana need vitakka. I can understand why the other cheetahs with roots need it, but why the other ahetuka, like when we talk about Virya, then they don't. But I don't know why the Sampatichan and Santirana, the other ahetuka cheetahs, need vitakka.
That's why we study one jetasika or one reality at a time. If you don't have any more about vitakka, we go on to other jetasika. Like Kunjurita asks about jhana, it's a factor of jhana, vitakka, because it touches the object which will be conditioned for citta to become. Because it just touch. Pasa just contact, but this one touch, see.
But why, my question just then is, I understand that seeing and hearing don't need vitakka to experience mm-hmm. their object, ahetuka cheetahs that don't need it, but the Sampatichana and Santirana follow it, which are also ahetuka cheetahs. Why do they need vitakka to touch the object?
Because they do not. No other jitta can perform the function of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. That's why they are their own tatu. Chakku vinyana tatu, sota vinyana tatu.
So the answer is just that they don't see it or hear it.
To see the difference between these 10 and other jittas.
Yes. Following Jonathan's question on the jhana, so on the second or third jhana, the vitakka and vichara is not there anymore. So if, with those cheetahs, there's no vitakka.
How? See, there must be reason.
I just guess, speculation.
The skill has been accumulated,
yes.
So the
no need to
have vitakka to touch that object, which is the same object again.
In jhana.
So the first jhana.
It's natural to experience that kind of object. For jhana citta, when the vitakka goes away.
Well, as I understand it, each level of jhana, the panya sees the danger, is it, of the factor that is then
of vitakka, because it always touches other objects by their nature or accumulation. So it must be so very skillful that that moment can experience object without vitakka. More skillful. It means that the panya and the smadhi and the other jitasika grows little by little until after the first jhana, then that can be the second jhana later. By developing moment without vitakka.
And among the jhana factors, there is sukha, but sukha is not the chittasika, so...
Is it?
Is it pasadi? Or... I don't know exactly.
See, we...
Vedana. Yeah. Vedana?
See?
Vedana, okay. Okay.
Words doesn't help at all. Only understanding. Yeah.
Pleasant. It's like... Somanasa. Okay, so when the sukha is gone on the fourth jhana, that means the pleasant feeling is not there anymore, only upekha, only the neutral feeling. Right?
Finish about taka, vitaka? It's finished? Oh.
Still thinking. Still
okay.
Know about citta, vipaka citta arising, it's called upatti. Upatti.
Upatti.
Yeah. The arising of vipaka citta and cittasika is the upatti.
Upatti.
Upatti. And that's by kama. Kamapachaya,
mm-hmm.
While the rising of kusala and akusala is nipatti.
The other jitas are different from the ten.
Including it, santirana.
Even the other.
Even the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The five pancha vinyanas, these ten are called upatti, and the rest are nipatti.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And why is that?
Just to be reminded the way they are, that only seeing can see right now. Jittas which follow cannot see because it performs its function like sampatichanna. Does not perform the function of seeing, but it performs the function of receiving. In order to see that no self at all, each moment.
What is the meaning of upatti?
The literal meaning?
Arising.
Just arising.
Because you see that each citta arises, but they are different. Not anyone like seeing, not any moment like hearing, see?
Special arising.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's upatti, just to show us the difference between these ten. No one can escape from seeing, hearing because of conditions to see. So seeing is not thinking at all.
Not arising, but refers to all the other cittas which arise?
It's not the matter of words, but it's the way to see and to understand the difference between cittas. Yeah. Not enough word at all to explain.
Wishing between them.
To understand what Buddha had enlightened. So at moment of thinking, one knows what vitakka thinks, right? But no understanding of sampatichanna, santirana, votapana at all. That's why it's not necessary to talk about after seeing, then what? But after seeing, there is attachment or aversion. And there must be vitakka all about everything now. Vitakka of Vietnam, vitakka of lavender, fake. Or vitakka, see. So by understanding this, one knows what cittas do not have vitakka. You don't have to memorize at all. And for vichara, it follows, they go together all the time, like the helper.
For example, akusala citta. Those akusala, can we say if those akusala cittas that will not bring result later on, the small akusala also accumulates. If the akusala accumulates, because the some akusala are to that extent that they can condition vipaka later on, and some akusala cannot. And if this small akusala also accumulates,
as pakatupanisayapajjaya.
Yeah.
That's why there is not only kammapajjaya, there's also pakatupanisayapajjaya too.
Nisayapajjaya, natural, decisive support condition. So this is the widest or the broadest condition, the way that when we were talking the other day about accumulations, the way that attachment accumulates, ignorance accumulates moment to moment.
So still in the line of the jhana, the people who have a mastery on jhana, so they can have very clear experience of all the characteristic of the jhana factors, such as vitakka, vichara, and so on. So my question is it the sabhava, right? They have clear experience of the characteristic, which is called sabhava. But if they haven't heard about the Buddha's teaching, even though they have clear experience of the sabhava, they take that for self. They don't know that it's not self, right? Mm-hmm.
This is the difference between samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana.
But for them, it's easier to come to, if they can hear the Buddha's teaching.
What about other conditions, accumulation? Because many people here might have jhana before. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yeah.
But what about now? Akusala, all this, a little more bit of understanding.
What?
I think your question is that if people who have a good understanding at samatha level of the characteristic of dhammas, then hear the teaching, that it would be easier for them to have understanding of the not-self characteristic as well.
Actually, my underlying question is, when there's a clear understanding of the characteristic of reality, it helps to realize when you hear the teaching on anatta-ness.
Long, long time ago, uncountable life, you might have jhana, very skillful, but no understanding of reality right now. Like many lives of Buddha and the others, not just only having the jhana, but also developing understanding of reality too. Otherwise, no need, impossible to have right understanding of reality right now. Only being skillful in jhana.
Yes, it seems to me that like some people can have very clear understanding of different things that they experience, even not talking about the level of understanding that the Buddha taught, but like in just comparing people to people, some people have very refined understanding of different characteristics that they can describe, and others people seem to be very vague about what they experience. Is it the result of like past samatha?
What is samatha? What is samatha? See?
Calm and kusala.
Kusala, or kusala is kusala. Calm. That's all.
Development of high level of samatha is no guarantee of having right view when the Dhamma is heard. Thinking of Devadatta, for example.
No, it's good. Could you mention Devadatta?
Also before Buddha, the teachers to Buddha, there was two of them. They also practiced something like a calm practices or meditation, I don't know. They also, but they didn't know about the realities.
No, it doesn't come automatically. It needs the Buddha to teach about realities. But it's good that John mentioned Devadatta's case, who has heard the Buddha's teaching, but still. So it depends on the accumulations, whether they have heard and considered a lot of realities, right?
There's no you, so Vitanka led you to think about jhana and Devadatta and so on. In order to understand Vitanka, it performs its function like this.
Okay, very good.
Each moment one can understand the function of Vitanka. Is it useful to know that it's Vitanka, not you, not I, not anyone at all, who thinks about this and that all the time? Otherwise, we heard about the term Vitanka and don't know where and when it is, of what object.
That, as we've discussed before, the conditions for understanding reality has to begin with the wise considering of realities and the understanding of what appears now. So if what appears now is attachment or seeing, that is the gotra, that is the appropriate object for understanding, not jhana. And so whether or not someone has ever attained jhana before or in this life or another lifetime, again, the appropriate condition is the hearing about dhammas as anatta. So however skillful they may seem in other areas like jhana or worldly knowledge or wisdom or anything else, it always comes back to the condition of hearing the teachings and understanding realities as anatta, with detachment and no selection or idea of one object or anything being more desirable to accumulate in that sense.
So,
I think we can say that having prior attainment of jhanas in itself, if there's no considering of dhammas, is of any value to the path at all.
I think it's a very common idea among meditators and would-be meditators and ex-meditators that even that development of high level of concentration is a good condition, a good foundation for then having an understanding of dhammas. But as far as I know, there's nothing in the Buddhist teaching that actually suggests that. What we do find is that a lot of monks who attained enlightenment also had high development of samatha and jhana, but that's for other reasons than that one, I think.
And without right understanding, who knows whether it is kusala vitakka or akusala vitakka? We claim that it's kusala, but actually it's not. For example, concentration or samadhi. Wrong samadhi or right samadhi. Wrong vitakka or right vitakka. So it's a matter of understanding, not just reading and take it for one's own thought about this is that, but actually it's not. Like the development of samatha, see, without understanding, can it be the development of samatha?
My own experience as ex-meditator, I think a lot of people...
How long?
Oh, 10 years.
10 years.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people take like strange or unusual experiences as being samadhi.
No understanding.
No understanding, yeah.
What did you do?
I did many things.
Like what?
Rising, falling, watching the rising, falling.
I see.
And then...
Is it rising and falling in
just
object of samatha bhavana?
Well, I didn't have any knowledge.
I see.
I was just doing what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told to observe the rising and falling movement of the abdomen. And then when we see change...
One just want to do what everyone is told. That's
yes,
all.
Yes.
Lopa is there. It cannot be samatha.
It's a totally, like, a lot of ignorance.
Mm-hmm. And what else besides that?
And then after that, I got another teacher who said, okay, no need to focus on one object, just being aware of whatever appears, like seeing or hearing.
And what is awareness at that time?
He didn't explain about that.
So, just the word?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's not awareness at all?
Oh, he did stress a lot of understanding.
Yes.
But he didn't stress on the unnatureness of being aware that it arises by its own, and not we try to understand.
So what did he say, samatha bhavana or vipassana bhavana?
He said it was vipassana.
And what did you do?
Just going back and forth and just trying to be aware of what appears now.
So it's not awareness?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. But I did notice that sometimes real, like, something different happens, not when I was trying to. So that's why I also concluded that when I was trying, it's not awareness.
And what is different?
Different. Different that...
When you said it's sometimes and something happened...
It knows very clearly and...
About what? Know what?
About what appears.
Like now?
Like now.
So no need to develop understanding at all?
No. I mean, now it's not there.
There must be conditions.
Yes.
So without conditions, it cannot be the development of understanding.
The conditions is to hear the Dhamma, the right Dhamma.
So what is the happening or the thing that you know clear at that time?
Oh, I wouldn't say clear, but it was more, it was different from the normal way I was being aware. Like, it was clear that seeing just different from other moments. It was not eye seeing, but it was not clear, but it was very different from other moments.
It can be object of doubt or no doubt at all.
I wouldn't call it what this or that, but what happens, I am sure was that what happens, but I would not call it, or I would not qualify it as panya or something.
So is it panya?
I would not call it like that.
If you don't call it,
you already understood what happens.
Is it right understanding? That's why many people take it for right understanding and experience.
I think I rather, because whatever happens, happens already, and now I still, like everyone else, just learning the right way and about reality to develop. So for me, I'm not really thinking about it or taking it for something. I think it's my standpoint. It doesn't really matter what was that.
But many people are satisfied by such experience. Yeah.
Yes.
And they think that that's a result of their meditation.
Mm. Yes, I think it's very common. But otherwise, I would not come here to listen to you, because I see the value and the truthfulness of what you've been teaching, and that I had to learn and develop in many, many lives.
Who come to, I'm not talking about you, I'm the many people who come to listen to Ajahn and appreciate what she says a lot, but still go to follow their meditation practice or still cling to what they think was their past special experience or past special understanding gained during their meditation. So I think this is why she asks further.
And those who go and listen and then go to meditation center, they say that after listen, they can understand what happened in meditation center. That's why they come to listen, to know what's that. See?
Actually clinging to their experiences.
They just want the explanation for their experience. So what should be clearer? The explanation or the direct experience?
Of course the direct experience.
Yes, but the mistake. They think that they have clear experience and then they need more explanation.
Kun Nopadon and I were, and also we talk about the word experience. But it seems like that's not, is that one moment or is that many moments when you say experience?
This is a matter of words again, because we cannot find the word fit, the meaning of the teaching of reality at all. I don't know how to explain the characteristic of citta, whether it knows or it experiences, or it what? It does something, or what? Now, it sees as much as one can know that it sees, because there is seeing, and it's not I who see, but it's that reality which can see, and now it sees. This is as much as we can understand that, no matter you use the word know or experience or what?
Perception.
Perception or any word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So any word that you can understand the characteristic of that which now sees. Because sometimes it sounds like knowledge, experience, but actually it's not that which now sees. It only sees. Because rupa, or the materiality like table and glass, cannot see. So now there is an element which arises and sees. That's all for that reality. For whatever is this moment sees. So what word would you prefer?
Maybe perception, but it's difficult to know. Or yes.
And what is perception?
That moment that sees.
I see. And that moment which thinks, and that moment which knows. Perception.
Mm.
And the function of perception is?
I guess I think of perception more sense reception more than thinking. But so I don't think so.
So it's not that.
That's not
reality
that.
Which, I don't know, experience, yeah, or know, or what.
As a verb, Tom?
I think so, as a verb.
So you would say that citta perceives its object, that you would be your preferred expression.
Truthfully, I probably wouldn't use that word, but it,
because that's the context we're talking about,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What do you use? Experiences.
Mm-hmm. But I think perception, as relating to the sense doors, is the conventional. Is the conventional expression, but here we are talking about moment-to-moment function of consciousness. This function being to have an object, and so we use the word to experience an object.
Perception is also often used for sanya, remembrance. So then there may be confusion. Yeah.
And I've never really been able
to understand why perception is used for sanya.
In the translations.
I know. And it's always seemed like an odd translation to me. So the words are very difficult.
To me too. Mm-hmm.
In our language, it's rendered as imagination. So it's even sanya.
Sanya or yes. Citta? And citta?
Sanya.
And citta?
Citta is heart or mind. Because we have the same word to talk about heart and mind. So it's that word. It's the same word in Chinese language. Tim is my name also. Citta.
Tam. Sounds like Dhamma. Tam in Thai language, yeah.
So we have
to once more. That's why there are many words for citta, mano, manasa, and pandra, and hadiya. As people can understand, if people understand by this word, they use that word. Okay. Vinyana, Chitta, Mano, Manasa. That's why we better use Pali word as much as we can do, like Chitta, Chetasika.
Ajahn, you've explained about contacting the object, and vitaka, touching the object.
Phasa,
yeah, contact.
And like chanda and lobha, very close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Vitaka and vichara, very close too.
Okay.
But and they're different.
What about manasikara?
Manasikara is manasikara. Close to what?
What is the function and how we can distinguish a little bit between those?
I don't know English so well to know the right word, but what about attention?
Attention.
Yes.
Attend to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So vitaka is closer to contact than to manasikara.
No, not close at
not
all.
Close.
They're quite different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They perform their function separately, but they help or aid or arise together. Like one does this and the other does that, they arise together.
So they can be known, but then cannot be translated to any language or whatever.
For example, touch this, see? You touch, but there is pasa too. Right?
And Sanya.
Just talk about one by one about pasa and vitaka. See? Mm. Touch. But at moment of touching, there is pasa. Right? Not just touch itself.
But no, we touch.
It's touch it. You touch. Vitaka, touch. And pasa is there too.
But vitaka is not there at the moment of touching,
experience.
Right.
Mental.
No, I thought vitaka did not arise with the five pancha vijnanas.
So no need for vitaka.
Right.
But it needs pasa.
Yes, it needs pasa, mm-hmm. For sure.
But pasa. At moment of touching, when you think of touch, is there no pasa too?
Yes.
There is pasa too, or no pasa?
At what moment are we talking about?
Touch.
It's every moment, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so there is.
Is there pasa too?
Yes.
So pasa is pasa and vitaka is vitaka.
Yes.
It's like when there's lobha, there is chanda. See?
Yes.
But lobha is not chanda and chanda is not
right.
Lobha.
Right.
And vitaka and vichara, see? More subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Who
Panya.
Knows? Who's Panya knows? See?
Vikara, attending to the object at every moment, even when seeing arises, it needs manasikara to attend to the object. So every moment, even when conventionally speaking, it seems there's no attention or one's half asleep or a fully asleep, still manasikara has to attend to the object. So not like the English definitions at all.
So now the question can be vitaka, vichara, and pasa, and manasikara, see, different realities.
So why there's stretching on yoniso manasikara? Why is not yoniso vitaka?
Okay, if you like. Because attending and touching, are they not different? Different, so yoniso should be manasikara or vitaka? Okay. If you understand that, as it...
Both.
So when there's yoniso
manasikara, must be kusala yeah. vitaka arising.
And yoniso pasa, and yoniso everything. See? No need. So if you say yoniso manasika, attend wisely, instead of touch wisely, or pasa wisely, see?
Maybe it shows more for people what
it's
is
characteristic
it.
Of manasikara.
Okay.
At this moment, manasikara, yoniso or anyoniso?
I'm yoniso and I'm ayoniso.
That can be said sometime. It's not wrong at all. Always sometime.
Well, earlier when we were talking about
pitti and moha, and then you asked, well, what is there now? Well, most of the time it's moha. So unless there is moments of wise attending or understanding or wise consideration, for sure moha is there with unwise attention at other moments.
On the other side, who knows what is now?
By studying, one begins to see how little one can understand reality. And one can understand ignorance because realities appear all around, no understanding of it, but because of ignorance, it cannot understand.
It seems in listening to you, Ajahn, that you seem to stress the need to be more specific, not to generalize so much.
As much as one can get, yeah. Just to know that they are realities, not self. That's the purpose of the teachings.
Don't just rely on our own usual way of thinking, but become more precise about what reality really is at this moment. Otherwise, we just have our own ideas that we cling to about it all the time.
It's like the chariot. This compound of many things, in reality no chariot at all, just different parts performing its function, so the dream is there. But in reality just different elements that must be investigated little by little.
So now it's only the object that will be forgotten. No more thinking about it tomorrow. But now, since it appears, thinking things about it.
You say it's only the object that will be forgotten, it will be gone, but the accumulated, essentially, cetasikas.
Even if things
will
about
be there.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It cannot appear anymore.
No. You're talking about the object we were thinking about, right?
Yes.
That goes.
Every object.
The visible object, every object. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But there are accumulations
yeah.
that remain
and we know,
various
And we know that
elements.
Depending on vitaka, right? kundam, depending on vitaka.
I was having it was a moment of
moha.
Vitaka too. Yeah. Does vitaka arise with moha?
Sure. If see, it's not seeing,
we forgot
not hearing.
That it arises with moha, because it seems like it's only moha, but at that moment there must be vitaka too.
Vitaka to the thinking, the object of the thinking.
With moha.
With moha. Mm-hmm. Maybe this time.
In order to understand vitaka, see, mm-hmm. we understand better.
Yes.
I just one question, because just sometimes there is unpleasant contact. And the thing seems to be unpleasant. So the vitaka is also there? Because
only the 10 jittas with our vitaka.
But see, that's the point, because when some kind of situation happens or whatever, I start thinking, oh, this is unpleasant and
no,
just bothering.
Vitaka also there, only without the 10. Everywhere, vitaka.
So even in an unpleasant mental contact, it's also vitaka.
Except the 10.
Because when something pains, then it that seems like vitaka. A self.
It seems like that as long as it's not completely eradicated. It's there, as latent tendencies. But it's only thinking about wrong understanding. Does it appear to know that this is a reality? And why it's wrong? Because there is attachment and taking it for my or my at that very moment. So at the moment that you think that it's my, at that moment, the characteristic of attachment to that with the thinking or idea or my is there. Mm-hmm. Only when it appears. Or it's me, possible? If it's mine, it's me. Mm-hmm. If it is not mine, it can be me.
Yes.
Yeah. Vitaka? Kundam. Yeah. And what else after touching?
Not real.
Vitaka again, yeah. Vitaka always there. But if you don't touch?
Yeah, it's still, but different kind of real plant or from fake.
All vitaka.
All vitaka.
Yeah. Even fake is, at that moment, yeah. Vitaka. It's not real. Fake, mm-hmm. Real vitaka. Vitaka all day except the 10.
So Tom is just pointing out that these plants are not real.
He touched it.
Previously, until he mentioned that, we'd been taking it as real lavender.
Vitaka.
Mm-hmm. Just going back to things we've been discussing before, when we see something that, and we take it for something that it's not, conventionally speaking, is there any particular process or dhammas involved in that?
What do you mean by particular? All are dhammas. They arise by conditions.
So, let's say there were two pots here. One is real and one is fake, and I take them both for real. The jitta any different?
Seeing and thinking, seeing, thinking, seeing, yeah. Thinking.
Right, thank you.
They may look exactly the same, visually.
Mm. It's your idea.
It's still idea, exactly.
Whether it's fake or
so
real.
It's no different at all.
Because in reality they are visible objects.
Yeah.
What is seen is just visible object, and what is touched is just hardness, and then thinking it's real or it's not real, usually with moha either way. So It's just a different idea, that's all.
I thought I had heard that mistaking something for what it's not in the conventional sense was some kind of wrong sanya or something like that. Is that right?
I was talking about that the other day.
Sanya vipalasa?
Possibly.
Mistaken.
I have read a couple of things. One is, if Sanya remembers the object correctly, there's such a reference. So it seems sometimes Sanya may mismark or misidentify a mark as something already seen or experienced. And then the Visama Sanya, which I thought might be the similar thing, although yesterday's conversation seemed to Sarah was trying to link Visama Sanya to Vipalasa. I think it could be because the translators have given it the term fictitious as just being some mix-up in memory, marks of memory, putting them together wrongly or not identifying the same object as being similar to a previous object. But I don't really know. I've just read these things and was trying to understand it a little better.
Either way, I think we can say, or we all agree, that at any moment of akusala, it is sanya vipalasa. So, for example, at the moment...
Well, I wasn't debating that, but no. I'm not convinced that vipalasa and visama sanya are exactly the same.
No, but in terms of this example of thinking about the lavender as real or thinking about the lavender as fake, whether conventionally speaking it's right or wrong, if it's a moment of common ordinary akusala thinking with ignorance, actually it's sanya vipalasa either way, no matter whether conventionally speaking one's right or not.
No distinction between the two.
It depends on the citta, not the...
But in our conversation just a few minutes ago, we're making some distinctions between vitaka, pasa, vijara, etc. So it seems to me there was a reason why there was another term. And I don't have an answer to it, but I am not really satisfied to sweep it into the vipalasa category and say that's it. Yeah, it's a different detail or something. There's a slight difference of some kind.
I don't think, because Jan and I
both saying yesterday, some of us familiar with the terms sama and visama loba, meaning ordinary and unusual loba, but we're not familiar with this term visama.
Well, I haven't read visama loba before, so it didn't come into my thinking, okay?
What about different degrees, like sanya of ordinary person and sanya of those in the some other place that they have quite different sanya, insane and something like that? Just give example how vipalasa it is, much more than the others.
And that's why often in the text when they do talk about vipalasas and they give an example of sanya vipalasa, they give an example of, for example, wrongly identifying something for something else, like taking this for being real when it's not. It's just an example, but actually the vipalasa depends on the kind of citta, whether it's kusala or akusala, but it's just an example of what is often
obvious to understand.
More obvious. Yeah.
So the question is whether if we call this not recognizing an object as it conventionally is, if you call it vimsama sanya, the question is whether can it arise in an arahanta? Like an arahanta, when he sees this lavender, fake lavender, can he believe it to be to be real. If he does, then it means that it is not necessarily vipalasa sanya, right?
We know in a narrow path,
it cannot be vipalasa, so that's why it depends on the citta rather.
And if what about he called this rose?
So it, there can be visama sanya, which is not vipalasa. Probably.
I don't think that would be what is meant by visama sanya.
Is your own word or from Tripitaka, visama sanya?
Yes, I didn't hear it before. It's just what
Paina read out from
translated.
No,
in English, but what is the Pali term?
The Pali is visama sanya.
Visama sanya?
Yes.
In Pali? I have
in
to look.
Pali.
Yeah.
Yes, it's in the Tripitaka as visama sanya.
So there can be visama for everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Visama is translated as fictitious. In relation to other things, what is it translated as?
Well, if it is referring to
lobha, which is the common use that is in other parts of the Tripitaka, then it means like extraordinary or very extreme lobha, like very unusual or dangerous lobha.
So it's dangerous, Sanya? Extreme.
That's in terms of lobha. It's extraordinary.
Well, in relation to sanya, some translator decided it was fictitious.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary could
be.
Yeah.
Or can be not common?
Yeah. Well, it seems to be not the same.
It's ordinary and
not the same.
Out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
So what is visama lobha now? No one? Yes.
I think now it's
to know
reality.
Sama, is that the same sama that's used?
No, sama, sama.
Sama, okay.
Is it sama or sama?
One or two
ends. Sama. Sama. Right? Sama. Vi sama lobha, but I don't know whether it vi sama or vi sama sanya.
Well, it was spelled V-I-S-A-M-A.
But I'd like to know whether who has visama lobha now. Because just talk about lobha and visama lobha and don't know what it's now. We should know whether there is visama lobha now. Who do have visama lobha now? No one?
No opportunity now.
Oh, okay.
It's just after seeing, hearing.
And who can tell that at that moment it's visama lobha?
Would take highly developed banya.
Breaking those precepts.
That's what you've explained before, that's why I said no
visama now. So when it's the extraordinary one that is dangerous or causes particular harm, like breaking the precept.
More than usual. Is there also visama dosa? Visama dosa? I see.
Can we just finish off
the
visama dosa?
now it's a madosa.
And what you've said before
is that one doesn't, for example, sama, loba, common, ordinary, loba, no need to be concerned because it's so common after every moment of seeing or hearing, but when it's visama, when it's extreme, then one should be very concerned because it's very harmful or dangerous. So same with dosa.
Visama dosa, just a little bit, it's not.
It's no
visama. But when it breaks this precept, it's visama.